This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Springs Airport is still seeing significantly less traffic compared to last year. The state's second busiest airport has seen more than 353,000 passengers so far this year, less than half for the same period in 2019. However, the Colorado Springs Airport says the June passenger count did increase over April and May. June's numbers were 62% of the airport's normal traffic for the month. The El Paso County Health Department is urging school districts to wait until at least August 17th to start in-person instruction. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
According to their websites, nearly half of the county's 16 districts plan to bring students back before that. However, most of those districts are on the smaller side. The recommendation came after teachers spoke out in a public health meeting Wednesday. Angela Bird is president of the Widefield Education Association, which polled its teachers about the return to school.
The reality is that the majority of educators do not feel that it is safe to begin in-person learning.
The teachers who testified asked the El Paso County Health Department to set clear required safety standards before schools can reopen. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Crews have contained the fire at a large tire recycling facility in northern Colorado to around 7.5 acres. The fire broke out last night near Hudson in southern Weld County. Officials say they hope to have most of the fire out by tonight. 90 in Denver, 76 for Vail, 88 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.